Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. These two help me.
I'm a sensation.
I'm a sensation too.
You try me once, you'll be back for more.
Yeah, try me once, you'll be back for more, you guys. It's Regular Guys Friday.
I can boogie.
And you hear that song and you know we fooled them again.
That's right.
We made it to another week. Boogie, and we boogie. Remind you, it's your day. Betches.
Betches. Queens.
Now, it is Greek Easter weekend.
That's right.
For some of you, it's Greek Good Friday. So funny, I got confused about the Good Fridays, guys. I was wishing people happy Good Fridays, and they were like, that's really not appropriate. I'm like, really?
It's not? Really?
It's like, it's not really a happy day.
Oh.
Right? It's when, it was the crucifixion, but it led to good things.
Right.
He got crucified, and then we got the Easter egg hunts on Sunday.
I mean,
and baskets and chocolate bunnies.
So all worth it.
So worth it.
Happy Good Friday.
You guys, my girls just get me going.
I just can't get over.
I'll give you one more chance.
Yes, sir.
What can't you get over? Kelsey, Alexandra, Meyer, and Pooja Pooja.
That they're using this for the H&M freaking commercial. I'm telling you, Kev, you got to go like,
DJ Pooja Pooja said to me, she's Kevin. Who is it? Is it Gigi Hadid?
Yeah, Gigi. I sent it to you.
Is on the H&M commercial.
And Tinks. They're doing like a different series with different. It's crazy.
And I just shrugged my shoulders because I'm like.
Of course they are.
I'm always ahead of the curve.
You are.
Still.
I know.
At 73, still ahead of the curve.
Huge. Yeah, Gigi's was cute. But I put it on Better Together and I made people vote who did it better. It was like 90% RGF to my 10% who voted H&M.
Well,
whatever.
We were the first.
I know.
Come on.
Come on,
first
you guys.
To the dance. Yeah, but you know what? Often the first doesn't get the credit.
Ah.
You know, the first person to create the airplane, the first person to create the car. You know what I mean? Time goes by and we hear these names, right? Henry Ford or the Wright brothers. But then you do a little due diligence. You go, no. It's usually the saps like me that do all the work and give it, you know, everything they got. And then someone comes in and swoops in.
And they get the credit.
Thanks, B.
Thanks, B.
Well, they take Coke and make Pepsi.
Yikes.
Right?
Yeah.
Or I guess they take, at that point, it would be they take Acme Cola and make it into Coca-Cola.
Acme Cola.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, that's a better way to do business. You know, I know a lot of people think you have to be the the most original person, have the most original idea. And I don't know. It's actually the ones who see an idea that's working and go, okay, hi, Starbucks, I'll do coffee bean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or hi, Dunkin' Donuts, I'll do Starbucks.
Yeah. Let's put their own spin on it.
So, but at this point, I am what I am, as Popeye would say. So, all I will say is, if I tell you I see something, and I mean it, then listen.
Then listen.
I mean, my track record is pretty darn good.
It really is.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Children.
It really is.
Oh, how wondrous. Listen, I do have an update on the Easter Bunny.
Oh, wow.
I was... That's a shout out to the Fonz.
Oh, I was
on
like,
Happy
what?
Days, he could never say he was wrong.
That's
anyway,
funny.
Mother called me and said...
Mother Kath?
Yes, Kathleen. Said, the Burlington Mall was a mob scene because everyone wanted their photo with the Easter Bunny.
Oh, wow. My God.
So, good news. In wrestling terminology, the West Easter Bunnies Kathy. Had a kick out.
Wow.
Yeah, he put his foot on the rope.
Hell yeah.
He put up his big paw, like Hulk Hogan would put up his forefinger.
Yeah.
And he would say, yeah, no.
Nope.
Nope.
Good for the Easter Bunny.
So,
thank
yeah,
you, Kathy, like, for the update,
thank you,
though.
Thank you, Mother.
Huge.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Wow. Exciting for the Easter Bunny.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'll tell you, so much came up this week with the Anthony trucks and... I was saying last week, randomly, and again, this is where I just feel the universe is always talking to us and we're always connected.
Yeah.
But I was saying to Kelsey last week and this week and then also on the show how I feel she needs a schedule, as do I, and to schedule our lives.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, bloop, on the Heel Squad event, if you're a Patreon member, you get these Heel Squad events. This one was with Anthony Trucks, and Anthony was like, I'm going to teach you all how to schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, if this isn't the universe speaking
literally
to us, right? So, and he schedules three or four weeks out.
Yep.
And then on what, the weekends is when he'll add
yeah,
a week?
Yeah, so he says he starts with, the hardest part is getting started because he'll do 4 weeks. But then every Sunday, you just lose a week and add one more. So it's hard to get started. And then after that, smooth sailing.
I think you can reverse engineer this too. Mm. So, for example, I've got, you know, a lot going on with these, with our rescue babies. I'll give you an update on them later in the show. But there's a lot now. Mm-hmm. And then I'm, you know, then I found this candida in my stomach and then maybe in mold poisoning and all these different things I found out. So I'm on a very strict diet.
Yeah.
I'm engaging in a lot of therapy, home therapies, you know, the castor oil on the stomach with the heating pad. Which can be kind of messy and it's a bit of a process, but I'm doing, you know, I'm really trying to follow the protocols and the rules for the diet and the supplements, which haven't been that many, but it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And then Max, our shepherd, he had his teeth done and he had to be put under anesthesia, which I hate doing, but he's 6 years old and the teeth are getting bad. We're getting to a place where he won't let them be anesthesia free. Mm-hmm. He fights. But he came back and his shoulders have, you know, he's been limping. I think when they pulled him off the table. Yeah.
Really?
I think so. Yeah. And he's 140 pounds. And so if you don't put him in a, like a blanket where you almost makeshift like a cot,
yeah.
You know, so, but he also jumps up against the window, the picture window. You guys have seen videos of him doing it and it's put so much stress on his shoulders. And I talked to, we went and did some laser therapy and the doctor was saying how there's almost like crystallized pieces of his shoulder now that are making him sore.
Oh.
And she's like, no, you know what? Exercise, swimming. No, that's not it. It's just, it's like sometimes when you have all that trauma, you don't want to put more on it. Mm-hmm. He's just going to rest, but it's hard because, you know, he's Max. But she said to me, he can be massaged.
Mm.
And so I was like, oh. But getting back to my day, I'm realizing my mornings, it's, you know, and I'll just give you an example. Let's get the, I wake up, I have to take some medication for my thyroid. So I do that. And then We shuffle the crew downstairs. Diapers come off. Everyone goes outside. While they're outside, I prep their food. So I have five of them now. So it's like I prep their meals. And then about the time I'm done prepping, Winnie, of all people, starts barking, waking up the neighbors.
Classic.
And I bring them all in. I separate them and everyone gets fed. And then while that's happening, I'll apply some of the, there's some topical ointments I have to apply for this therapy because of what I'm doing. So I do that. And the little ones, the Bichons, I rescued, they're still not, they won't eat unless I stand over them.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. So as I put on this ointment that I have to do on these different body parts, and then they eat. And then when they're done, I collect all the bowls and I bring them back outside. So now they'll probably poop. You know, they peed the first time around, and then I'll do the dog bowls, and then make some breakfast for myself, some, you know, oatmeal or whatever, simple. And then, you know, on the days I work out, I go to the gym, and they all stay with me. You know, they kind of just roam around the yard and come in and out of the gym, which is good. And then when I'm done, and not to get bougie with you, but I have a steam shower, and to get the toxins out of my body, that they suggested steaming. Mm-hmm. So I turn the steam thing on, and it takes about 10 or 15 minutes to warm up. So in that time, I massage Max. Mm. So the reason I'm saying all this is because I've been in this place of thinking I'm not doing anything. I'm not accomplishing anything. But right there, like just in that hour,
it's a lot.
I'm checking a ton of boxes and getting a lot done. Oh, and then I clean up the poop outside and hose down everything. But it's fast. It's efficient. Sometimes I'm listening to really helpful podcasts. Sometimes I just put on YouTube spa music on the TV. But I can't, when I wrote it all down, I got to see like, wait a second, like there's a lot being accomplished here. And this is really healthy that I'm getting all this done. Mm-hmm. Now I can, after my steam, I can take a regular shower and then, you know, start my next thing. But I think that if you look at how your days are already going and you write things down, this will help you build your list. Because I know it's hard when you know, like with Kelsey, we're going to sit and write down everything Kelsey wants to do, everything. Everything she has FOMO about, everything. I'm just going to figure out how we schedule it. What night is boxing? What night is yoga, hot yoga? If I'm just randomly coming up with things. What night is therapy? What day, what time is meditation? Mm-hmm. And I think it just can, don't have to be so vigilant, but, you know, loose enough. And listen, there's always workarounds, right? So if you miss, if it's working out, let's say, you can always get a workout here right before you go home, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just think, but with Kelsey, we've talked about this, Kelsey's so loose, and I say that, I don't want to trigger her because it's been hard to hear. And I've said this for 2 years with her, is you're too loose. But part of her looseness, is that Bobo at the door?
Kind of sounded like it, right? Oh, let me check. One second.
I will continue on. But, part of Kelsey's great energy is her, is the fact she is light and she is open and she just, you know, no Bobo. But at the same time, because she is like that, a lot of things she wants to get done don't get done. And then you're building up in your brain almost this list of to-dos that aren't getting done. So now you're getting more stressed and more depressed and more upset. And I think if we schedule things for you, that'll be better. But by the way, I need to do the same thing, right? Because that's the same with me. I'm definitely like a snake baby.
I move and groove
like Captain Lou, but I can, you know, I can definitely play it loose. Mm-hmm. But then it's the same thing. I'm like, I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I'm not doing this, and I'm not doing that, and I'm not doing this, and I'm not doing that, and then that just brings so much more weight and shame, and you know, all of it. So I thought with Anthony, I thought that was just really, really helpful. And
so good.
I think, yeah, if you can figure out all the things you want to do and know that some things will get cut, but then you can cut it. No, I'm not doing hot yoga. I'm not doing that till the fall. Mm-hmm. That's off. Or I'm not doing it this year. But then you're free.
Right. Well, and I think now knowing too, you said, it's like, I'm not doing it this year. That's something that I struggle with because I want to do everything. And it's like, timing. You don't need to do it all
well,
right now.
Well, shall we go over the list?
I mean, if we want to.
Okay. The restaurant, put an egg on it. Uh-huh. Going to be amazing.
Yep.
We have, it's me, Kelsey.
Right.
Right. We're going to teach screenwriting.
To prisoners.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do Kevin and Kelsey's pizza.
Featuring Pooja.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Andrew's new model for 5-star.
You're going to model? Yeah. My mentor, Andrew's, came out with 5-star jeans.
Travel the world backpack. I added that one recently.
Oh, I love that one.
Oh, fun.
This is great. Okay. Now let's take that last one.
Okay.
Well, guys, kids, but see where you guys go into civilian mode.
No, I know
come
you're
over to samurai
say.
Mode.
We
samurai
can do it
mode.
For work.
With Maria is really adamant. Like, she's like, mm-hmm. why can't we just go to Europe as a family, as a team, mm-hmm. and do the shows there? I'm like, they would be amazing, and we can. So there'll be plenty of backpacking through Europe because Queenie's going to want her Queenie time.
True.
She'll want her Queenie time, you know what I mean, to go be a
queen.
Thank you. And when she's doing that, boom, done. And guess what? You can do it for my favorite word.
Free.
Mm-hmm.
Free.
So, you know what I mean? But most stuff you just have to figure out anyway. Yeah. But I think that, I think scheduling, you'll see more get done and you'll also have less, you'll breathe better.
Yeah.
Because certain things won't bother you anymore. Like, no, I'm not doing that this year.
Right.
And again, stuff I need to do as well.
Right.
And getting back to what we also said last week is, and it was funny, I was talking, again, universe, guys. Like, I was talking about, you know, let's start considering life coaches along with therapists, but even maybe in lieu of therapists. If you've been in therapy forever, I'm not saying, like, stop permanently, but maybe allocate that time and those funds to a coach. So I have a friend from home whose child has really had a rough go. Mm. Rough go. And, you know, I've helped with some people I know, but it's hard. It's hard on my friend, and it's hard on the child. Really hard. And, you know, I called to check in last week, and she said, you know, I actually, she just got a part-time job somewhere, but she said, we're actually working with an accountability coach.
Cool. Look at that.
And I said, there you go, there.
I love that.
So, again, accountability coach would be like, hey, Kelsey, Wednesday I thought we were doing, hot yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Right. I like it. Well, I think we've talked on the show before about accountability partners and how important they are, right? So I like that when it's, I think you don't even, if you don't have the means to pay for an accountability coach.
Well, if you don't
coach,
have the means, then you write it out and you write the schedule.
But
out.
Use an accountability partner. Use a friend.
Do you feel
like a peer, like Pooj, help me stay on track with X. You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I remember Lauren, who used to produce our show, a dear friend of ours, Lauren LaGrasso. And Lauren had parties for people to make dream boards.
Yes.
And I love that, like when you're in your early 20s. But, you know, and that's still a nice thing. But imagine having those kind of parties for we're going to create our life schedule and be accountable to one another. So imagine getting together for a day like that and
so
putting
good.
Everything on a board, getting it done and being like, just, you know, I like that.
Boom.
I really, let's take a break and, I guess one last thing I'll say is try creating a task log. You know, we've talked about in health or dieting, you know, Maria says create a food journal. And then I've said create a financial journal. Mm-hmm. If you're just starting out, you can't save money. Start writing down for like 2 straight weeks, every penny you spend and on what, and then take a look at it and then go from there. Same with the food. You know, you can go, if you're honest, everything that you put in your mouth and eat, you write down, and then you can look at that, take that 100-foot view of that and say, oh, okay, I'm going to do 10% less here. I'm going to do, and especially for saving, you really get to see like, oh boy, I am spending a lot. I don't need to spend here. I don't need to spend there. But I think you can do it for your tasks too. Going back to what I said at the top, you know, certain days, like, what did I do today? And that's how I feel. But then when I tell you like that my first 45 minutes of a day or an hour, what that included.
It's a lot. Yeah.
You know, yeah. And it's like, oh, and, but I think if you can write down all your tasks, you'll feel better. But then for, do a task journal for a couple of weeks, you'll feel better. But then you can also look back on that and go, oh, I was on Instagram for 30 minutes. What did that really do for me? Mm-hmm. Or I played video games for this amount of time, or I talked on the phone and I gossiped with it. I think you can just look, you can also see, take that 100-foot view of your life and say, God, where's my time being allocated?
Yeah.
And how can I be more productive? Anyway, when we get back, I want to talk about the laws of attraction and the powers of forgiveness. And then touch on intentional purchases. Ooh. It's a big one. Yeah, ooh. As we borrow the benefits from Dr. Kim DeRamo and the Minimalists, respectively. We'll be right back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
The great Thelma Houston coming to you from DJ Pooji Pooj. Can you feel the soul in her, in this voice?
Yeah.
Don't leave me this way. I can't survive.
Here's me dancing out to the dance floor. You didn't know this one.
I sang it, but I was only, I was a little early.
Have you heard
early.
The song before?
Yeah.
Poor 70s disco took a bad beating.
Why?
It was super popular, but like overly popular for this 2 or 3 year period in our country. And then there was this backlash.
And it's so good,
and
though.
And all these brilliant artists. Oh, it's amazing. It's timeless. But the poor Bee Gees totally got... You know, mocked.
I love the Bee Gees.
Driven to depression. Oh yeah, but
sad.
No, no, no.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, sad. This is more Regular Guy Friday bonus material. But I just needed a primer, guys. To
this is a good one.
Get me going.
I think you need to make a Spotify playlist. I'd listen to that.
Okay,
Kev's a good DJ, right?
Well,
I listen. I would too.
I am no DJ Pooji Pooj.
No, you give me all the songs.
You guys, why do I just? We need to be. I'm sorry to say this, but I just feel like we need to be at a gay bar.
Okay.
Either in Key West or Provincetown. Yeah, you want to be near the water because those are the places that, like, I remember in Provincetown as a kid, you'd walk by the gay bar and like this would be playing and everyone was dancing and having a great time at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Not having to wait till like 10 at night or 11 or no.
When I went to P-Town,
listen, if you straights can get it together and have this going at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm in. I'll join you too.
No, so what were you gonna say, honestly, where you need to be is Sundays in WeHo. You drive through at noon and they're like popping off. It's
Tuesday
crazy.
Night on a week. I mean, like
no,
I dropped
Sunday. I'm telling you, Sunday or the
day. Yeah, Sunday. At least it's Sunday fun day.
I guess.
I get that. But no, what I love about that strip in WeHo, and I've talked to my gay friends, they're like, yeah, but it's really more touristy. But the fact that
they'll
be partying like crazy.
All the time.
Like, just like, it's a, like I said, it's a Monday afternoon or a Tuesday afternoon.
And Hamburger Mary's like, is popping off.
And then I go FML. I really hate my life. Like, you know, she's winning.
It's amazing.
They're winning.
They're winning.
I'd like to think that they're in a good tax bracket, too. So their partying can be financed.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but Pooji, you weren't here last year for Pride, were you?
No.
Wow, I'm going to take you out. We're Pride and WeHo.
Pride's fun in New York, too, though, because I was here like a Stonewall, like where that all happened. So that's like just
so
the whole
fun.
Street. But I'm sure WeHo is popping.
It's crazy.
I'm sure it's so much fun.
Yeah.
I need to go this year.
Wow. Yeah, we need to take Kev on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Better Together field trip. An RGF field trip.
Guys, I really feel like it's an old dream.
No.
I think I'm stuck in an old dream as I keep hearing on podcasts. Yeah.
No,
I think all of this, the party bus to get into Pooja's clip.
Party bus? We're not doing party bus?
Come on, we have to do party bus.
I want to. Again, like the mind wants to, the heart wants to, just the body just saying no.
Oh my God.
Saying no, guys. Unfortunately.
We were all so excited.
No, we'll make it. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. What's going on with the clique? Anything? Any good gossip with the clique?
It was one of their birthdays this week.
Excuse me, what day?
Birthday.
Birthday.
Oh, yeah, so
thank
sorry.
You. Go ahead.
So we did a cute little cake thing as a surprise. And then we're going to go out this weekend.
To continue the celebration.
To continue the celebration. It'll be fun.
So nice to be part of a clique.
I know.
You guys can be part of this clique. You're welcome anytime. I always say that.
Thank you, honey. Well, we appreciate the mercy invite,
we will
take it.
We
just need some time.
We just need
and
some
I know
time.
Queenie's going to be a big fan.
Yeah,
she's going to say, "Yep, definitely, Kevin. Cooking lessons, bowling lessons, get into Pooji's clique."
That's everything. Yep, yes,
that's
to gonna,
all. It's going to create the new synapses in your brain that Dr. Amen said.
Oh yeah,
these are new things, new ways of life.
Yeah, huge for you.
Yeah, you know, so funny. So I tell you, the Minimalist podcast, very interesting. It's always something good in there that I can take away. It's a little extreme too, as someone who's a consumer and enjoys consuming. But
just with like their what they say to do.
Well, they're very extreme.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes I think that these guys. I'm surprised they even have clothes.
Oh my god!
They'll just come to work in a sheet.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So, but. One of the things they were talking about was guilty purchases, and everyone in the room was going around the room and saying what they were guilty for purchasing.
Oof.
And this one girl, one host of the show said, or producer said, the one time I bought these skinny pants, and I'm saying to myself, oh my God, like that's your guilty purchase?
Yeah, what?
One pair of jeans?
A fair pair?
I mean, like. So talk about like the right kind of people getting together. All these minimalists getting together. It's just like all of us getting together. We're all the same.
I'm like, don't you need pants
but I'm like,
to wear?
I'm like thinking to myself, oh my God, all the movie projects and all the sets I built and all the, I can't tell you how many stupid guilty purchases I have made in my life. And I'm saying to myself, oh my God, you must.
I've made a lot too.
Me too.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, so let's get to the positive. So the thing, what I did, the like takeaway was that they're really big on intentional purchasing.
Mm.
So really taking the time to think before you make that purchase. Now, I know someone like my mom is unhealthy about this. She'll literally see something at the mall, a sweater, and she'll talk to Frankie, her boyfriend for like a week. Do you think I should get it? Should I have gotten that? Should I go back and get? I mean, like, so.
Frankie.
But at the same time, yeah, I think there's something you said for intentional purchases where you just, you know, it goes back to what we said about people who are successful. They have this grander awareness than the rest of us. Mm. They're aware of who they're around. They're aware of what situations they're in. They're aware of what's going on. But I think that's the same with purchasing, intentional purchases, you know. You know, for the most part, I've been with, like, at least with cars, I've been at my best when I think, when I'm intentional about it, you know. Because I need, there's a, you know, we're going to go back east and, you know, Costa, Mr. Magoo decided to drive. This is the third car he's totaled on me. So I have to get another car back there. And then I'm going to, I want to get, Maria doesn't know this, but I'm going to get one that we can bomb. You know, I've got the T-Bear, which is good because two-seater, but there's got to, I want something else for me.
He's totaled three cars.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, Magoo, you've done it again.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness,
Costa.
But anyway, so yeah, I think intentional purchasing. I don't know. I just thought that really stood out to me.
Yeah, I like
to really think like, okay, am I going to use this? Mm. And then the other thing, I used to double and triple up on things. Mm. And I am, as I've gone through the house here and, you know, I continue to organize. I'm like, yeah, you know what? A lot of this extra stuff I didn't use. And I just want to get better at blessing it and giving it away. Mm. But at the same time, like I don't know. I'm going to buy, you know, less of what I need. And then just keep applying this intentional purchasing.
I like that. And I think something too that was cool that we learned this week on our Earth Day episode is that.
What day?
Earth Day.
Thank you.
Earth Day. That you can buy so much of this stuff secondhand. It doesn't need to be new. Like, and so that's something that I want to do. That's, I think,
I
an
love
added
that
layer
idea.
Of intentional, right? It's like, I found some amazing things at like secondhand consignment stores, like, you know, designer bags or like things that,
right,
you wouldn't think of, but they're there. And so
yep.
I don't know. I'm going to be more intentional in that way with, do you really need that new? Or let's look.
Well, I know stuff. Here's the thing. This is really adding too much to some of our plates. Cause I get it. Like a lot of us out there are really struggling today more than ever, struggling to raise our kids, struggling just to get through the day. Mm. So when we really get into the minutiae of what we should and shouldn't do or what's right to do for the environment or society, like, you do your best.
Yeah.
That being said, Steph Sabraw, an old producer of the show, a good friend of mine, and Maria still. But Steph, who had a really funky and fun sense of fashion, but Steph was like, hey, I'm really getting away from buying new clothes because I know a lot of them are coming from child labor.
Oh, they're so bad.
Yeah. You know, when you're getting
it's
something
the
for like
pieces.
$15 yep. or 20, you know, you think like, what the hell?
Yeah.
How did they do this? Bad. So, and I was like, wow. So that's why she's so big on, hey, I'll make older stuff work and be fun and hip and cool. And again, if you have the means and the time, but it's something to think about.
It is. Well, on these, you all know? These apps now, you can, it you got Poshmark, you got Mercati, that the woman who was on list perfectly. There's so many apps that make it easy. So that's, I don't know. That's something I'm going to do because I'm like, and I think that that adds another layer of like, do I really want this? It makes you think even more.
Yeah.
Like, am I going to now spend the time? Is this purchase something I really want?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I like the intentional purchasing too, because I know if I have too much stuff in my like room, which is not big because it's like a little apartment, all that clutter kind of piles up and not space, and then it freaks me out.
It's the worst. Yes.
And so it kind of it has like a ripple effect. Like it will help your mental health because like we've talked about having a clean like decluttered environment will help you in all areas of your life. It's like building that foundation that's nice and steady and you know calm and peaceful.
Yeah.
So I think it has a lot of benefits.
I had you know Stephen Lemieux, a man at 30, the American Fun Machine. Was out
so
last
many
week,
names.
And I had him organize. I had tons of party lights and cables and just so much stuff from over the years, and it was so great. He organized everything,
you know,
back
Stephen.
There for me. Yeah, and you know, I'm just giving. I just want to continue to give more stuff away. Yeah. I really do. I want to just give more stuff away and continue to lighten load. And I was saying to Maria too, like this is the other thing, as we're moving into children, you know, having these five babies now, the dogs, you know, And Bobo is a baby. He's only a year, and he's all baby. You can tell.
He's a baby.
He's a baby. Yeah. And then, you know, the Bichons are very, very damaged emotionally. You know, yeah. they're very, they're not traumatized. Winnie was traumatized from being hit or whatever. And
she still jumps.
She's still jumpy.
Yeah.
But these guys have just separation anxiety. They just probably had such a bond. And Charlie, especially, to his past owner. And he's just glued to me and freaks out when I'm not around.
Freaks
so
out.
So I'm trying, yeah. even though he's got Kelsey and Pooja and he's got Violetta and he's got, and Maria, like he's got so much love. And Francisco, everyone loves him. Mm-hmm. But it's hard. But, I was saying, we're putting in these doggy doors in the kitchen and kind of a regular guy tip, you know, if you can find an acrylic place near you, and by the way, there's so many of them now because everyone had the acrylic business went through the roof during pandemic. Well, pandemic because people made shields.
Oh.
Right?
I didn't even think about that.
Right?
Wow.
The plexiglass shields. Anyway,
oh.
I will tell you, if you have little doggies and they destroy your doors, as all have mine, the best thing is a white, if your doors are white, nice white piece of acrylic. Mm. They come in colors too, but a white piece of acrylic, you just put, you know, I just put it the bottom square on the door and then they're defeated. And then they just scratch away and it's like nothing, no scratches or anything, and the door stays protected. But I created these two doggy doors. I don't know if you've seen, they're almost done.
Yeah.
Because Charlie, being a Bichon, he can leap over. Like,
he does
like
it so
over, like,
a,
yeah, three, like, three, and the one I made was 3.5 feet. And he made it over that
bounded
one.
Bounded right over.
And I was like, oh my God. So I had to take off the door we made, and now we're making even bigger ones. But I was saying to Maria, listen, we've got to cut to this place where children are coming. We've both been like this kind of OCD, you know, house very clean. I mean, I would have a lot less decor if it was me. You know, Maria has more stuff, but I would have way less.
Yeah.
But, you know, we love like no marks on the walls. And, you know, like, even though we had the dogs, we diapered them and we're always cleaning up after them. But I was saying to her, I go, we got to let go of some of this because kids, and I was saying, I've had Francisco, I've had Violetta tell Maria, I'm like, tell them what kids are going to do. And they laugh. And Lita, Maria's mother used to say it too. She's like, oh my God, wait till you see, you know, what? I said, Maria, we just have to get to this place. Mm-hmm. It's all fixable. But I think the dogs, I said, they're helping us now. Okay, house isn't going to be perfect. And like, okay, we can have places that are, if you want, that no one can go to. I understand. So it's nice to have some boundaries. But for the most part, you know, it was funny. Alyssa, Maria's friend, was on. She goes, oh my God, this house is already childproof because of the dogs. I can't even believe what you get.
Good point.
Well, that's why I say dogs are the best thing to have before children, you know, more even than cats. Because dogs
cats are more independent, I feel.
More independent. They're great, but they're more independent, whereas the dogs are just, you know, they literally can't make it.
I'm still thinking about getting a hairless cat. I can't have... Mm. Well, here's the thing, you guys. I would get a hypoallergenic one, but I don't want to get one from a breeder, and I can't have a dog at my place, so I want a hairless cat from the pound, because I can't find a hypoallergenic one from the pound.
Here's the problem.
What?
Right there in your arms.
Is a cat?
No.
Can we just put cat ears on her?
Well, how do you think she's going to be if you get a cat?
She's going to be very jelly donut.
Yeah.
But we have to talk my landlord into letting me have dogs. That's
just for sleepovers.
I know. We can sneak her over.
No, because you could. No, but I'm saying if he let you have sleepovers, you could, especially now my hands are so full. And by the way, she... Spoil little rich girl. She's the problem now.
Vincenzo?
Yeah, she's
mean?
More, well, she'll bark like in the morning. She's the barker. She'll, if I leave her on the bed too long and she's mad, she'll pee.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
She's petty. I won't get a cat. Just Vincenzo.
Let's take one more break, kids.
Okay.
We'll take one more break. When we get back, I want to talk about the laws of attraction and how they relate to forgiveness, as I learned on Dr. Kim DeRamo's show. And I'm sure there's other things. I'm sure there's an RGF bonus somewhere in my brain. I like nail tips. We talked about this. Yeah, Bybee. So Kelsey, the Bybee, which we've done on our Instagram, you can see, go into our Better Together, at Better Together with Maria Instagram, you'll see Kelsey did an instructional video, you know, about all the mannerisms, how to be cool, and the Bybee, and she puts the palm of her hand straight out, but it doesn't seem as powerful unless it has the long nails. And Pooja's in the booth shaking her head, right? Pooja's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, no. Bye, B.
Bye, B. Right. But I do have a great tip for you guys, because nails can be, they can suck your money
according
and your
time. According to Maria, this was the source of all your problems.
According to
Kelsey.
Maria. Oh, yes. Yes.
Maria on the 20-yard line. Inside joke. Okay, you guys, we'll be right back.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it. I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
To be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things in our with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts, with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
All right, friends, you have seen the heavy groups. Now you will see Morning Maniac music. Believe me.
Yeah. Make that bigger. DJ Pooja Pooja. It's a new dawn. It's a morning.
The regular guys.
The regular guys.
Hey.
Yeah. There's Grace Slick. High as a kite. Who and out of F's to give.
What's her name again?
Grace Slick.
Grace Slick.
And this is Woodstock. A brief moment of no rain. Literally at dawn.
Wow.
The sun coming up. And on comes Little Grace Slick with this band. You know, the Stones, all the giant bands are there. They weren't that big, these guys. Like I said, very focused.
So good, though.
Amazing.
So
and again,
good.
What I love about these women, and men too, but the women, they left nothing out there. There was all heart and passion, which we do have from singers today, but there's no training.
Like, it's so raw.
It was raw. Well, not the sophisticated level training today. Look at her.
Oh, she's so
very
high.
Focused, laser focused.
That's it.
Look at the garden grow. Look at the garden grow today. Your mind is full of pain.
She's a painter now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
She's a girl. I would love to interview her about this. She's seen it all. Oh, Grace.
I want to look at her paintings.
They're good. I mean, cool. Artist is an artist. Stallone's paintings were amazing. Sinatra's. Yeah.
Really?
I just feel like, you know, a lot of artists.
Yeah. Trans-
now, you know, Pooji, when I say focused, what do I mean? This is new to you. I know Kelsey knows the curriculum.
Yeah, I don't know it.
Well, yes. This is more regular. This is more regular guy 102.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, back in the carny business, many of the people I worked with were on everything from coke to heroin to meth. Some just sniffed gas.
God.
whatever they could do. So, when I would be with Joe and some of the other my brothers that I worked with back then, we just constantly were around, you know, drug addicts. And so we needed kind of a code, because we would, so instead of saying, wait, is that guy on drugs? Or is that guy on, or what's that guy on? We would just say, Sue's very focused. And then if it was someone who's really messed up, like Joe especially, would be like, yeah, laser-focused kids.
Laser-focused.
That's amazing.
So then it came even in our business, because this business, we weren't around for the coke days, but the pill days that are ongoing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't understand how people in our business would react, or just the things that they would not comprehend or grasp or forget. And then it came to me.
They're very like, focused.
Oh my God, they're so
focused.
So Roxy,
laser focused,
who used to work, you know, who still works with me, after, was one of my dearest friends. But Roxy had a big drug past, and parents were hippies, and so she was always like, and knew her generation very well. It's like, oh no, Kev, Adderall, that one's, you know, Zoloft, that Zoloft, like she just, you know, she was like a mini pharmacy, and she knew a mini, she was a little pharmacist, but she was the one who was like, so when I taught her focused, she was like, oh my God, so focused.
Oh my God.
So there's Grace Slick, very talented, very gifted, and also
very focused,
very focused.
Yes.
So just know that when you see people in your futures
very
and you
focused.
Don't want to offend them, or you want to talk in code, you just go, focused?
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 Focused.
Hilarious.
And sometimes he's like, Wig, no, just hasn't slept. Like, oh, okay.
Just hasn't slept.
Or, but most of the time, like, focused?
Focused.
Yeah, laser focused.
Laser focused.
So focused.
I want to be laser focused.
Oh, my yeah. God. For the rest of my life.
Me
please.
Too.
Do
Me
I
too.
Ask for so much?
Nothing.
Let me be laser focused.
Let me be laser focused.
All the way to the finish line.
Life would be super fun that way.
It would be for a minute.
It would be.
For a minute, right?
Yeah, and then the thing is, like, again, when you just start to crash, you just, you fire right back up. No,
yeah.
You just, but eventually.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, eventually it just. Yeah.
Catches up to you.
It does catch up to you.
Yeah.
Like, you got to pace it out. Yeah. You got to say to yourself, okay, I've only got 5 years left anyway.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to be focused.
Just to go focus.
I don't know. There's
straight.
That movie Leaving Las Vegas where he literally went to Vegas. He's like, I'm going to Vegas to drink myself to death. And then he does.
Oh, God.
And I was the only one. This is terrible.
You were like, that sounds
Don't
fun.
Say
like, that
it.
Sounds awesome.
Don't
like, that's what a way to go.
Maria texted me this morning, Kev died. And I was like, what?
Yeah, we were both like.
She was telling me that you were watching a video, but she'd said it so nonchalantly, like no exclamation, no nothing. And it was like a really late response. And I was like,
was it that I fell asleep?
No, it was that you like died watching a video. Like you thought
like
it was funny.
So
oh,
and I was
oh,
like,
ooh, yeah,
yeah. What? So anyways, back to your Vegas drinking. That's where my head went.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Is that who you would tell me?
Yeah, Kels got real scared.
I think, listen, if it comes to that, guys, there will be a farewell tour. believe you me, there will be a farewell tour. Now, of course, there's the positive farewell tour where we go city to city. We say goodbye. We do it in a grand style.
Right.
Then there's the negative farewell tour where, you know, some of those people that, you know, have not been so kind to my loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of have to get smited.
That's the farewell tour that we originally.
Yes.
Yeah. That's I like the positive one, though, too.
I think, well, no, I know I'm past the latter, although it sounds sexy AF.
Totally.
But no, that work is best left to Allah and Beelzebub. They can handle all that. That doesn't need to be from me. No, my farewell tour, you know, Kelsey, we'll go city to city.
Yeah.
Cool. But Kelsey, you can't say goodbye. You know, you got to pay your dues. You got to stay here longer.
Come on.
What?
Come on.
So many great scams ahead, Kelsey. I see you. So many wonderful scams.
We just listed six earlier.
By the way.
Thank you, Pooja.
When are we doing an Ask the Manager Monday? Because I've got some Ask the Manager stuff.
Ooh.
I'm feeling good.
We can do it next
week. Maybe we'll just roll in. We have some updates about the show. Some of my president-elect initiatives are actually coming to fruition.
Whoa.
And Queenie was like, wait a second, these are amazing, and I don't want to say what it is. We'll talk about it on Ask the Manager Monday. But yeah, very, very exciting. Okay, listen.
That is exciting.
All that time I wasted. Nothing came out of that. That was definitely an RGF Zero segment. This RGF Zero segment sponsored by
RGF
blank.
Zero.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's
our
cool.
own segment. Yeah, our own drink.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Got it. Water. Well, and like maybe, but it's in a bottle. It says RGF Zero.
I like that.
I think that's trendy. All right,
write that down. Write that down.
Flat bubbles.
So get this. So in Dr. Kim DeRamo's show, and it's funny because she just, I can't wait to have her on, but this lady just downloads tons of stuff. And I almost have to listen two or three times to get it, you know, because it's...
And you just watch on YouTube, right?
I listen. But you can listen on Apple Podcasts or you can watch on YouTube either way. But one of the things that came up was the laws of karma, okay? Or the laws of attraction. Laws of karma / laws of attraction, which is whatever you put out will or must come back to you, right? So that's basic. Mm-hmm. Like you get that part of it, so, you know. But then the next part, forgiveness is the ultimate key to self-actualization. Okay. Forgiveness is the only thing that can shorten the need for karmic experience. It cuts off the wheel of karma. When you forgive someone, the universe says, okay, this person doesn't need the karmic lesson. But if you hold judgment, the universe says, they didn't get it this time around. They need another cycling. So you'll attract another experience that matches that frequency.
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So you'll get it again.
Like one example I said is like, okay, like let's say you're driving along and someone cuts you off and gives you the finger. And by the way, like if that's the worst of your problems, like you got a good life. But I'm just giving you, this was an example they used. And you might go, what the hell did I do? Why me? What? According to the laws of attraction and the laws of karma, you know, maybe a few weeks ago, maybe a few years ago, somewhere in your life, you did something similar or it came back to you. So the theory is when you can forgive, then you don't need to have these things. When you can apply forgiveness and empathy, I always say, I'll add that my part. To help get you to forgiveness, because if you empathize, you go, oh, wait, I understand now how they got there. Mm-hmm. Still stinks, still hurts, right. But I do get it now. I get where they've got their own set of scams and their own set of problems that put them in that place. But if you get to forgiveness, then you know the theory is that you're not going to have to learn whatever lesson for any other mistake you kind of made in your past. And I don't know, that just really hit me. And it's just really... Because I'm, you know, my biggest struggle has been, you know, just kind of being in this constant fight or flight. And I'll tell you, you know, it gave me so much strength to be there. Mm. You know, whether it was defending people I love fighting for something I cared about. You know, I was constantly in that place, which I know is what burnt out my thyroid and gave me Hashimoto's. And we've talked about this before, that the Navy SEALs, this is the number one affliction of the Navy SEALs, is the Hashimoto's. And then it kind of take you into a dream that I had this morning. Because one of the things that came up on Dr. Kim's show was when you're awakening, they said you're in the process of awakening. Now, we've talked about ascension symptoms. We've talked about when we all start to awaken, you know, the symptoms come. Our bodies start to react in different ways. I mean, you know, we might slap Chris Rock in the face. I mean, I'm just saying everything just is off kilter. Mm. Well, one of the things that he was saying, a sign is vivid dreams. Mm. And I was like, you know, I know Maria's having them because I know Maria's totally awakening and ascending. Yeah. Like she is just on a rocket ship path. But in the morning I did some meditation and, you know, a lot of times during my meditations I'll fall asleep, which is fine, you know, and I had a dream where I was walking, Maria and I were walking in our neighborhood. We were walking toward the house. And I had a little wagon or something, and the little dogs were in it, our little ones. And on each side of the street were bears. A couple of big bears, like mama bears, but then lots of like medium-sized ones that were probably like their kids. And they were just kind of sleeping. And one got near us, and I lunged at it to scare it and send it away. And then another one was running toward us. But it didn't seem threatening after the fact that I was thinking in my brain, but in the moment I lunged at it and it kicked it. I don't think I connected, but I like went at it, scared it away. So then I texted Dr. Kim. I said, listen, I don't know if you do dream analysis, but awakening supposedly have these vivid dreams. It seemed really vivid to me. And I said, I feel, you know, I looked up bears and what they mean, all sorts of interesting symbols. But I said, you know what, I'm going home and, you know, I've got the dogs and Maria to protect. And I make a lunge at I said, I wasn't afraid, you know, this thing, I didn't have any fear. And she said, you know, okay, this all makes sense. And she said, you have been in this constant place of like, defend my loved ones, defend my, like to the point that you're almost offensive about it. Meaning like that's like, I just feel like I'm here to just be the world's bodyguard, you know?
Right.
And, I don't need to be. And that's also not, and I think I said this last week, like I was led to believe as a male that that was my strength. Mm-hmm. My strength is actually, according to this therapist, was the love and compassion, not resilience and will and endurance and, you know, physical strength, all the things I thought. Yeah. And she said, you know, and that's what that is, that dream is. It's still you, you know, the bears, you know, they weren't bothering you. And the one that was running innocently, like you, you know, and you have to get by that. And something, because, you know, there's a couple of people I know that I'm close with that are really not being treated well by, again, our business. And I just want to, like, you know, I want to put on my cape and cowl as Batman and go fix things, you know. And, yeah, I've just been really torn. And then I have this dream and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
Interesting.
I got to, like... And keep going back to just empathy and forgiveness and love and compassion. So like all this connected for me, and I hope I share it with you guys and maybe it helps motivate you to forgive, even though I know it's hard. I hated somebody for 20 years and never thought I'd be able to forgive and have. Yeah. And it's been so much better since I have. And the last bit has been the people that have been, you know, have been like that with Maria, but I'm just going to empathy and forgiveness. And, you know, I'm in a place with a lot of them where I don't want anything bad for them beyond the fact that I'd like to see them not working in this business anymore, because I feel like this business is a privilege and I feel like they abuse the privilege and they're cruel and sadistic to a lot of people. And the ones I'm talking about, they're very 20th century. They haven't changed. So they just need to go away. Go away with all your money, you know, go have a good life, go to Utah, Florida, Colorado, wherever all the vicious people from our business end up, but just go away and let the new guard come in that is, yeah, okay, snowflakes, fine, guess what? Oh, what a new idea. Treat people decently. Oh, isn't that?
How about that?
How friggin' novel. Just go away, you know? But I get maybe the shit rolled downhill for you. So then you being lower vibration need to do it to someone else. I don't know. But I'm getting that place of empathy and then forgiveness. And I think that, you know, that all, that motivated me more to hear that about karma and laws of attraction. Yeah. So the more you do put out that forgiveness, the more you'll attract good things back. And then the less I'm in that fight place, the less I'm going to attract the fight.
Ooh.
And the more I'm going to attract, the more I'm in a place of, you know, when I go out and I see, you know, even in this neighborhood, I'm just, whether it's the coyotes, I'm like, yeah, bring it, coyotes. I'm like, I'm just always ready. I remember four of them came at baby.
Oh, wow.
And I just was like, I just saw white in my eyes. I'm like, I just, and they were all just petrified. You know,
just like, they're like, this guy.
You know, but I, yeah. And I've talked about some of the, you know, the homeless people here that have, some of them have been threatening.
Yeah.
But not all of them.
Right.
And even the ones who are threatening, it's like, what are they going to do to me?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know, I can handle myself. Thank you, God, number one. And number two, like, I also don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? What are they going to do? I'll be smart and avoid getting killed. But at the same time, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
You know, break a bone, send me to the hospital, give me some time off, some pain meds. I'm good.
But also probably even not.
What's that?
I said also probably even not that.
Probably not even that.
Yeah.
But now that I'm getting better at just, you know, pulling out my wallet. And again, yeah. I don't say this for other people. Please be smart with your money. You know, but for me, you know, if I have extra, I'm now just more willing to just say, mm-hmm. here, just take it. And I don't know. I'm looking forward to, you know, things getting better for me as I go into the century. And I think the other thing is my diet. And again, I share this with you guys for hopefully so you can borrow these benefits. But this antifungal diet, I mean, I don't know why more of us aren't on it, because so many of us, because of all the yeast and the stuff and the, you know, the crap, I just feel like our stomachs are just, you know, we've talked about gut health and gut brain and, you know, mm-hmm. we hear it over and over again. But sometimes to me, it gets so complex between the strict diet or the supplements and this and that. But I'll tell you, if you just get to meat and greens, mm-hmm. maybe avoid the nightshades. Now I kind of know why Tom Brady allegedly doesn't eat them. But and it doesn't have to be permanent, but I'm telling you, like I just, it's slow, but I'm feeling better. My digestion has not been this good in years. And I don't know, I'm less depressed. Slowly but surely, you know, I'm coming back into it. So I've heard it 100 times on the show about gut health and gut emotion and all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all do it in our time. But my body just was so gassed,
yeah.
you know, from just pushing with caffeine and bad carbs, you know, but then learning that because I had so much yeast in my body, that's all I wanted was more. So anyway, I don't know where else to go.
Lots of good stuff. I had a dream last night that I was iron deficient, so I ordered more iron pills today. Isn't that weird?
That's great. It's like,
it was actually so kind of weird. And I called my doctor.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But are you really iron deficient?
Yeah, I am.
There you go.
I know. And she, well, and it was funny because I called her this morning. She's like, well, yeah, I wanted you to go back on them last time we talked, but I didn't because we were doing my B12 instead. But iron can also make it so you're more tired. Like
yes.
if you're iron
yeah,
deficient.
Yeah, just be careful.
Yeah. No. But if you're iron deficient, you're more tired.
So you would need
I would need the iron.
But looking at too much iron too.
Too much iron. Cause, okay. Well, that's why I stopped because it was like hurting my kidneys, which you had me on. Anyways, it was very interesting. So that was my dream last night. It was so weird. I woke up and I was
Kelsey,
like,
I'm gonna get,
what?
As I want to move into acupuncture too, because I right now I'm trying to release toxins. Mm. So, and that was the other thing too I learned from my lady because I was like, oh, I read olive oil and lemon juice is amazing every morning on every stomach. And she's like, Chill. It is.
Chill.
She's like, but it's too, your body is so worn out right now.
Yep.
We don't want you processing too much.
Yep.
Like everything with me, they've just been like, take it slow. And I'm not a take it slow person, that's but the universe is forcing me to go, okay, play the long game here.
Yeah.
Take it slow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, funny, we're here on Regular Guy Friday. We're actually a little ahead of Queenie.
Wow.
Queenie hasn't been stung by a bee in like, she only once in her whole life has been stung by a bee. So Gentile Easter Sunday, mm-hmm. Maria gets stung by a bee. Mm-hmm. Then, a little, like the little later in the day, Alyssa gets stung by a bee. And I said, Maria, you got to look that up.
Yeah.
She just didn't, again, yeah, you regular guys, regular gals. What do you know?
What do you know?
But she did today, and she was blown away.
What a bee sting means?
About just bees in general.
Oh, yeah.
How they're tied to, like, Jesus, and literally tied to Jesus. And this happens to me on Easter Sunday.
So wild.
Oh, wow.
And then what the sting means and all of it. Like, she was like, oh, my God, this really is speaking to me.
Allison Charles Power Animal Book. I use it quite literally every day.
Yeah, what is
she was
say?
On the show, and mm-hmm. I literally, like, if there's ever a run-in with an animal, it's so crazy.
You guys were
always aligned,
all connected, all that. I swear, these little animals, these little babies, I just feel like they're angels. I feel like Maria's mom sent them,
truly,
and probably to me.
Wait, we have to go. But you didn't finish what you were going to say about acupuncture, though.
Oh, I just think it's a great way to release. Cupping and acupuncture is just more ways to kind of just release out of our bodies, you know, like in, that's what I'm going to get into. And then I want to get you with some of the people I'm working with now for the last couple of miles of your scam.
Scam on.
Listen, I would love DJ Poochie Pooch, take us out of here.
All right.
And you never know. There might be a bonus in there somewhere, but right now, we need our girl Ava to take us home.
Whoa.
We have a little bit of an ad before
whoa,
our song.
Whoa, whoa, what?
Whoa, we haven't heard Ava. Well, I guess
no,
maybe last
we
time
we said goodbye with Ava every week because we're still...
Queen. I guess I just always forget about it until the end. And I'm like, thank you, Ava.
Thank you, Ava.
All the queens fighting alone.
I know.
It's amazing, right?
She's so good. Thank you, Ava.
By the way, and I want to announce, shout out to Dimitri, celebrity makeup artist, friend of the Famia, or Famia himself, got his U.S.
citizenship
today. He was so excited.
Wow.
Yay, Dimitri. I'm like, wow, from a village with no running water, like literally
so cool.
Little overweight gay kid who didn't think, you know, anything of himself. And now one of the most sought after celebrity makeup artists in our business.
Wow.
And one of the kindest, generous, most fun individuals.
So kind.
And so grateful to be here.
Yeah.
To the rest of you who've been here for multi-generations.
Yeah.
Gratitude.
Gratitude.
We have our potholes. Let's fill them. But let's not burn this place down. We're on the right track. Anyway, Kels, here's why I'd like to think we're here.
Tell me.
Learn from our mistakes. Help each other.
Have a few laughs along the way.
And have a few laughs along the way. Woo! Yes. They see you guys getting to the point where you're not going to need me anymore.
Winnie knows it. We always need you.
Kelsey, that's if you would.
I'm going to wait for Ava to chill a little bit, you know.
Really?
Kelsey, we need a little air. We need a little
I
more
can
Ava.
Never get enough of civilian Kelsey. May she live forever.
I miss her.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, but you still have the glimpses.
That's true.
We need, again, we need like the field trip to whether it's to Italy, somewhere we can just be off campus.
I know.
And you can be, well, also you can't be, it's hard to be civilian Kelsey with your diet. Right, you have to fully be able to, right?
Yeah, but I've also always kind of had, I've always had stomach stuff, so I've always kind of had some sort of...
You do what we call the drink around?
Yeah, like, I can always just drink.
There's always a drink around.
Yeah, I can always drink.
Yeah, supposedly I can do tequila and mezcal.
Mezcal.
But not a lot, mezcal. Yes. Yeah, like not a lot of it. Yeah.
Which is interesting, because I was told I couldn't do tequila. Hmm.
This is the one thing she said for me, but again, I don't have your scam. I have a different scam.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, you guys. Bye, betches.
Betches! Kelsey!
You guys, it's really hard for me now.
I know. Maria's just made you too much of an adult. I really don't like this. I need to speak to Queenie. Like,
Maria shames me out of it.
Yeah, she did. She shamed you out of all of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't do it. I can only do Bivy. Bivy.
Bivy.